Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. User journey for software developer in AI engineering. In this stage, we're embarking on an exciting journey to familiarize ourselves with the foundational concepts of artificial intelligence, or AI, and its close companion, machine learning, often abbreviated as ML. Whether you're looking to broaden your expertise or simply explore a new field, understanding these core principles will set the stage for your growth in AI engineering. Over the next hour, we will explore various topics, each designed to enrich your comprehension and ignite your curiosity. Main content: introduction to AI engineering. Let's begin by defining what AI engineering is. At its core, AI engineering is the practice of designing and deploying AI systems. It combines software engineering with data science to create intelligent applications. This intersection is pivotal as it allows us to harness data and algorithms to solve complex problems, enabling machines to perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, such as reasoning, learning, and decision making. For example, consider a chatbot that uses AI engineering to understand and respond to customer inquiries in real-time, enhancing user experience and operational efficiency. Overview of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Now, let's delve into the broader landscape. Artificial intelligence refers to the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines, especially computer systems. It encompasses various capabilities like problem-solving, understanding natural language, and visual perception. Machine learning, on the other hand, is a subset of AI focused on the idea that systems can learn from data patterns without explicit programming. Imagine a recommendation system that learns your preferences based on your past behaviors. That's machine learning in action. For instance, when you shop online, the suggestions you receive are often powered by machine learning algorithms analyzing your previous purchases and browsing habits. Types of AI: narrow AI versus general AI. When discussing AI, it's essential to recognize the two main types: narrow AI and general AI. Narrow AI, also known as weak AI, is designed to perform a narrow task, like facial recognition or internet searches. It excels in specific areas but lacks the ability to understand or perform tasks outside its programmed function. In contrast, general AI, or strong AI, refers to a theoretical form of AI that possesses the ability to understand, learn, and apply knowledge across various domains, akin to human cognitive abilities. While we have made significant strides in narrow AI, general AI remains a concept for the future. A real-world example of narrow AI is virtual assistants like Siri or Alexa, which are capable of performing specific tasks such as setting reminders or playing music, but do not possess the general understanding of human emotions or contexts. Key terminology, e.g., algorithms, neural networks, datasets. Let's familiarize ourselves with some key terminology. Algorithms are step-by-step procedures or formulas for solving problems in AI. They drive the decision-making process. Neural networks are a class of algorithms inspired by the human brain, designed to recognize patterns. They're particularly effective in tasks like image and speech recognition. For example, when you upload a photo to social media, neural networks help identify faces in the image. Finally, datasets are the foundation of machine learning. They are collections of data used to train AI models. Think of them as the fuel that powers machine learning engines. For instance, a dataset of labeled images can help a model learn to distinguish between cats and dogs. The AI development lifecycle. As we continue, it's crucial to understand the AI development lifecycle. This lifecycle consists of several stages: problem definition, data collection, data preparation, model training, evaluation, and deployment. Each stage is interconnected, forming a continuous loop of improvement and refinement. For instance, after deploying an AI model, you often return to the evaluation stage to assess its performance and make necessary adjustments. This iterative process is what helps us create effective AI solutions. A practical example of this life cycle can be seen in how a company develops a predictive maintenance system for machinery. They first define the problem, gather historical data, train a model to predict failures, and continually refine their approach based on performance metrics. Conclusion: as we conclude this stage, we've laid a solid foundation in understanding AI engineering. We've explored the essence of AI and machine learning, distinguished between narrow and general AI, and familiarized ourselves with key terms and the development lifecycle. This knowledge not only enhances your understanding but also empowers you to navigate the complexities of AI development with confidence. Reflection questions: how do you envision applying the concepts of AI and machine learning within your current or future projects? What are some areas in your professional life where you believe AI could make a significant impact? Reflect on a recent experience where you encountered AI technology. What insights did it provide about its capabilities and limitations? Thank you for joining me in this introduction to AI engineering. I look forward to continuing this journey with you.